Hello. Shoot away.
After the last game against the Texans, I think you kind of talked about having a chip on your shoulder and a little too much talk about the Texans leading up to that game. Just kind of going to be an opportunity to expound on the Patriots right now.
I mean, obviously, we're still trying to, you know, those guys have won a playoff game. We're 0-0, so I guess that's our chip. And we're trying to, you know, we know a hungry Texan team is going to come in here ready to play. You know, I'm sure those guys have been talking all week about, you know, how they want to play this game. And we know the last game could have been a lot closer than what it was. You know, there were plays in the game that it just kind of bounced our way. So we know this is a good team coming in. We have to be prepared and ready to go.
Better? I mean, statistically, it got better in the last month of the season. Is it better now than it was at the start of the year?
Obviously, when you get a group of guys together for an extended period of time, you're going to get better. But there are also things that we have to improve at, especially communication, getting on the same page, and doing things like that. But, you know, overall, that's probably a question you got to ask Coach Belichick. You know, I'm not really sure. Nope, one at a time.
No. Every running back needs good blocking to really be successful, no matter how good you are. But there are some that when the holes aren't there, they can create their own opportunities. You talk about Arian Foster's ability to be able to create his own opportunities and what that does to him.
You know, Arian's great. You know, he makes a lot of cuts where he makes the offensive line look good, but they're also a good offensive line as well. But he's such a patient runner. You know, I like to, you know, liken his running style to water. You know, he's not that guy that's going to, you know, stick real hard. He's just going to be patient until the hole develops, and, you know, he makes the whole team better.
Big lead last time affect their running game plan, do you think? Or was it just a matter of you guys executed your defensive game plan against him and holding like 45 yards?
Well, obviously they started off the game with two big runs. I think one of them was called back on a penalty. But, you know, they did an excellent job. But when you're playing catch-up, it kind of makes the team one-dimensional. I think that's what kind of happened in that game.
How do you raise your edge? How do you raise your edge from the end of the season through the bye week to this week?
Well, obviously, you know, you have to talk about it, but I think the guys know. I think the sense of urgency is there. You know, we have a young team, but guys have been playing a lot of games, and the coaches are doing an excellent job making sure everyone knows. You know, you're one play away from being at home, and I think guys are ready to go.
Gerard, this season the defense has forced a lot of fumbles, but you've also recovered a lot of those fumbles. Is there a skill to getting on the ball, or is it a matter of, like you talked about, the ball bouncing?
You know, obviously we practice these things every day, you know, going against a great offense. We practice getting the balls off. But like you said, it is tough, you know, recovering those fumbles. And I think guys like Vince Wilfork and Rob Ninkovich, I think those guys have five apiece. They have a special knack at getting on the ball and have been doing a good job all year.
Gerard, what's the challenges of going against an offense that you guys faced just a couple weeks ago?
Well, obviously, you know, they know what we're going to do, but we also know them as well. You know, I'm sure there'll be a couple of different wrinkles, but the personnel is pretty much the same from the last time we played them. They have a couple of guys coming back. But, you know, we know each other. It's kind of like a division game. You know, you play a team twice in a couple of weeks. So.
In what way do you think Arian's game has grown since college?
I mean, I've always thought highly of Arian as a running back. You know, obviously now you guys get to see what he can do. I went against him, you know, every day one-on-one, so – you know, I think he's always been a good player. I mean, he's probably more patient now. I mean, he's lost a couple pounds. He might have been a little heavier in college, but, and you know, he's faster now as well. He's doing a lot of different things. He's catching the ball well out of the backfield. He's just an overall good running back.
I guess he said he modeled his work ethic after you. Did you know that?
Well, to be honest with you, like when we first came into school, we weren't – I mean, it wasn't just like, you know, we're here, rookies, we're best friends. What happened was, you know – he was always at the facility late, and I was always at the facility late. So it was kind of like, well, we're both here at 8 o'clock at night. We might as well work together. So,
Gerard, what do you see from Matt Schaub?
I see a guy who's throwing the ball well. You know, the play action is great. He can throw the ball deep. He has a lot of weapons on the outside and also the inside. He's throwing the ball well, making all the checks at the line of scrimmage. Great with recognizing what the defense is doing. He's playing well for him.
Gerard, he has been struggled a little bit late in the season. What have you seen?
Well, to me, he's still making all the throws. You know, I can't really sit here and say, you know, he's doing that much of, you know, that much different than the early part of the season. The play action game's still going. You know, guys are just, I guess, making plays on the defensive side of the ball on some of those balls, but he's making all the throws.
When he is on like he was early in the year, what is he capable of?
Oh, he's tough. You know, anytime that team is two-dimensional, anytime they have the running game going, then the play action opens up. They like to take a lot of shots down the field. They can eat up yards very fast.
Gerard, do you almost have to forget about that last game?
Oh, definitely. You know, that's not even in our mind, to be honest with you. Obviously, you have to watch the film to see what happened, see what plays hurt us. We still were hurting some of those plays, and we still had people running, you know, free down the field that were, you know, could have been big plays. But you have to take some of those plays. But at the same time, you have to be ready to know that this is the playoffs. It's different, you know, one play away from being at home.
What has it been like working with Ninkovich? I mean, he's at a new position, but I thought he does a lot of the same things. But how has he improved from last year?
I mean, he's an overall smarter player. He's doing a lot of different things as far as, you know, the communication aspect. He's getting guys lined up. He's helping with that. He's always been a good pass rusher. You know, I'm not an overall great evaluator. You know, that's another question you got to ask Coach Belichick. But he's really helped us this year. You know, the sacks, the strips, the fumble recoveries, things like that.
What younger guys brought to this defense? Chandler and Hightower.
Some great dances. No, but, you know, those guys really bring a lot of energy. Those guys are hungry. You know, those guys have really, you know, kind of fit in very well. You know, they came in trying to learn as much as they could. I always talk about when I came in as a rookie trying to be a sponge and learn as much as I could, and those guys have done the same.
How was Brandon?
Oh, man. He's one of the first guys here and one of the last to leave, you know, and as you can see on the field, it's really paying his dividends. So.
Specifically, what has Chandler done from the beginning of the year to now where he's made improvement?
Well, when he's healthy, I mean, he can rush the pass. He's a long guy. He's doing a lot of different things. The coaches, as the season goes on, they start to place more on these rookies, and I think he's doing a good job handling that.
With a victory, Tom Brady would become the all-time winningest starting quarterback in playoff history. I'm just curious, from your experience around him, what do you see that doesn't make you surprised to hear that?
Yeah, he's one of those guys who's in early and out late as well. You know, he's a Hall of Fame quarterback and still putting in the work, putting in those long hours. So.
What about how he raises his level of play in the postseason?
I mean, it's a joy to watch on the sideline anytime we're able to catch our breath and he's moving the ball down the field and that offense is at work. You know, he gets better as the game goes on once he figures out a defense and he does a good job.
Is it important to understand you have to play conservatively at some points in these playoff games because it is a one-game season, but still take the risks when a play is there?
Definitely, you know, and those are calculated risks that you have to take, you know, especially I think the biggest thing for us is third down, getting off the field and getting that ball back in our offense's hands. All right, appreciate it, guys.